Exclusive. Leaked DHS document reveals Biden's mass migration plan offers broad-scale release mechanisms. By Randy Clark on April 4, 2022. The Department of Homeland Security is disseminating a mass migration plan devoid of removal mechanisms to replace the soon-to-end CDC Title 42 emergency order. The plan predicts that DHS traditional processing capabilities will be overwhelmed and require an increase in the use of broad-scale release mechanisms. The plan, reviewed by Breitbart Texas, acknowledges the end of Title 42 will likely result in a surge in illegal migration along the southwest border. The increase is already manifesting itself as apprehensions rise. In March, Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 200,000 migrants. The draft plan, recently circulated to senior DHS staff, is dated February 17, 2022. A source within the agency, not authorized to speak to the media, says the plan offers no concrete options other than to exhaust more resources to absorb what will likely be a historic wave of migrants at the southern border. The source says the agency is already exceeding temporary detention capacity at most facilities and the plan will likely mean more holding space will be needed. Cost estimates to operate one temporary facility exceed $5 million per month, according to the source. The DHS Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan tells senior leadership to prepare federal-to-federal support agreements to quickly move personnel and funds to DHS agencies. The plan offers assumptions once Title 42 is ended and includes the acknowledgement that few legal pathways to removal are left in the wake of early executive actions under the Biden administration. The document offers ominous predictions about the impacts of the pending surge to the U.S.-Mexico border. The DHS document claims most released migrants do not appear for subsequent removal proceedings. It continues. Current pathways to removal will be limited. Component use of broad-scale release mechanisms, i.e., on recognizance, or, with issuance of a notice to appear, NTA, or parole and alternatives to detention, ATD, with administrative tools are necessary to ensure humane and efficient treatment of migrants. Non-governmental organizations, NGOs, will continue to leverage the FEMA Emergency Food and Shelter Program, EFSP, to provide life-sustaining food, shelter, and supporting services. In addition, NGOs shall provide travel assistance from CBP custody. Footnote, the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 made available $110 million to FEMA EFSP for this purpose. ICE Alternatives to Detention, ATD, will be implemented on a greater scale. Footnote, increased processing speeds, throughput, and the use of ATD is the quickest solution for processing FMEAs where Title 42 is no longer viable. However, relatively low percentages of FMEAs reported for removal proceedings in the past once released on ATD. There is no evidence that a higher percentage of non-citizens will report for removal proceedings in the future if released, regardless of how expeditiously they are processed. The plan includes an additional focus on a whole-of-Western Hemisphere approach as a solution to the worsening border crisis. Part of the plan, reviewed by Breitbart Texas, includes efforts to improve living conditions outside the United States. The plan does not specify a cost associated with the pending surge in migration. Southwest Border Mass Irregular Migration Contingency Plan February 2022 by Breitbart Texas on Scribd. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.